Wasn't there still soldiers left over?
Yeah, that's why they bombed San Carlos.
They bombed
that's
San
our town. Yeah, the not the Japanese, the American troops from when they landed in Lingayen. Somebody, okay, by radio, they were told that there were Japanese in San Carlos, but they already left. Mm-hmm. But then the radio was like late, so they came to bomb San Carlos. But there were no Japanese. What? It's only the Philippines who were bombed.
What kind of like they bombed? Like was it like a big expo? Like it was really bad?
Yeah, airplane.
Like it killed a lot.
Like before 12 o'clock. Okay, in the morning, my mother, your grandmother, told us to go to the country. So.
Because she heard.
Yeah, already. Like there was talk. Because we can already hear the bombing, the cannons in Lingayen.
Mm-hmm.
They were bombing already from the ship. They were bombing, I think, some Japanese establishments that they thought.
That still were.
There were still Japanese. But in San Carlos, that's already far. The cannons from the ship would not reach San Carlos anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what was radioed was there was still a battalion of Japanese in that town. So I don't know how, because Nanay thought that they might be invading, San Carlos, or the Japanese might be doing something. They were retreating.
Mm-hmm.
They might be doing something. So she said, she asked the tenant in the barrio to pick us up. So they came, Tatay's cousin, the grandpa of our cousins in New Jersey now.
Mm-hmm.
He came with two carts. Carts drawn by cow. And when they arrived, it's only me, your Uncle Arturo, Uncle Marshall, Uncle Rudy, Auntie Tita, and Nanay, who took the cart.
The whole, by cow?
But then the other cart was for grandma, my grandma, and Auntie Faye's mother, for her family.
Uh-huh.
But then, they don't want, my grandmother said, oh, it's okay, wherever you are, you'll die.
Uh-huh.
So, we went to the barrio, we went with the two carts, one cart was empty.
Uh-huh.
Then when we arrived in the rice field, we saw the airplanes were circling.
Uh-huh.
From far, not it.
Oh, you can see it already.
Yeah, we can see it in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought they were bombing because you can see the circle and then go down, boom, and then they go up again. We can see it clearly. And then Nanay was saying, okay, bomb those people. Those Japanese bombed him. She was doing like this. And yeah, she was excited. And because she thought it was the other town, she didn't know it was San Carlos. And we were still there. We saw people running and they were all blooded. And they said, they are bombing San Carlos, the town. They are bombing the
and
town.
And your mom didn't know that it was the other.
Yeah,
she thought it was the other town.
She thought it was the other town.
Was it near your house already?
Which one, the bombing?
Yeah.
No, that's in the other town. That's Malasique.
Uh-huh.
That's another town. That's what they thought. But it was, that's Pangasinan also. That's another town in Pangasinan.
Uh-huh.
Just the neighboring town.
Okay.
But because it was like, the position looks like it's from that place.
Uh-huh.
She didn't know it's...
Oh, so it's like from here to maybe South City?
We are, yeah, so. Seven miles away.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's like
town.
From here to South City.
So,
okay.
Like in half hour, people were running. So in half hour, I think but we were still there watching the bombing. Yeah, and then they said, oh, they are being so. Mommy took the other cart because said, put back the cows in the cart, and I had to go back because Uncle Arthur, Uncle Vic and Uncle Cesar were still there with Tatay. They were left behind.
Because they're the oldest, right?
Yeah, because Nanay said, well, you just say if something dangerous come over, then you just go to, you can walk to 7 miles. That's only 7 miles.
Only 7 miles.
Yeah, so Nanay was trying to go by herself, and then my Tatay's cousin said, no, wait for me, I'll go with you. So they went back. The bombing was already over, but then they met people who were blooded, were wounded. And then when she came, the Uncle Cesar were already in the house, and they said they hid under the canal, you know, the road where the water passed by, and there's a little bridge, but it's only a little bridge. That's where they hid with the dogs.
Really? We got three dogs. In the canal?
Yeah, in the canal, but no. There was no, like, the water was very little. And then Nanay went to Grandma's house. They all went with us in the barrio. Mm.